Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. Welcome, Jordan.
Nice to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dane, we're going to have a good show today. We're going to have some fun with this because we're going to talk home improvement, but from the entry-level point of view. So I want everybody to join in this conversation today because everybody starts at some place. I mean, you've got, you're a great example. You're on the beginning side of DIY.
Yes.
I'm on the other side of that.
So my guru over here.
Well, that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to talk a little bit about getting people started, but I want you as our experts to dive in the conversation because we've got a city full of them, cities full of them out here. We have some of the best listeners out there that have such great knowledge, but I want you to call in with your tips as well. So the number here in the studio is 503-417-9595. So that's 503-417-9595. Now, what I want to do is I want you to go on Facebook because we're going to be sharing some of this stuff up as well. So the Facebook page is Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you like and follow this today because we're going to throw some stuff up there, have some fun, and you'll see all the fun stuff I did this last week. Like I was battling wasps and hornets and yellow jackets, and I put up a new trap out there that really worked. So if you're fighting all those things right now, go to Around the House with Eric G. You'll see my video of it out there because I ran some tests and I filled that thing up this week.
And so it really works.
It really works. And, it works so well. Don't put it too close to where you're going to be sitting or using it or having a barbecue. Maybe move it away a little bit. And I bought the thing on Amazon. So this isn't some paid thing. I paid full price and said, okay, what can I go out and do it? So jump over to Around the House with Eric G. We're really trying to get people to go onto that medium on Facebook because that's going to be a great place where we can share content, which brings to the next thing, which is Around the House Nation. So if you're a beginning DIYer up there, we have had plenty of great posts up there of people putting stuff up on there. It's a great place to share and have a conversation with the experts so you can have some fun stuff. And
it's a way to keep connected with us throughout the whole week. You know, the show only runs on Saturday,
but
you can keep in touch with us all week
long. And if something comes up, we got a problem, you can jump up on there or on the Around the House with Eric G page as well, and you can ask questions and do that kind of stuff. But so get over there, and then you'll see that post come up. And then I like Steve's comment. He just said, put the wasp trap in your neighbor's yard, which I kind of like that. My neighbor might not, though.
Yeah. Well, you'd be getting rid of their wasps, too.
Yeah, so. It's a group effort at that point. Yeah. So, all right, 503-417-9595. So it's 503-417-9595. It's been a busy week this week.
Yeah.
We've had a lot going on. There's a couple things. One, going to be coming up here. We're going to be out at the doing a live remote coming up here in a few weeks. So we'll be up next month at the Clark County Parade of Homes.
Parade of Homes, yeah.
Broadcasting live. So that's going to be fun. So stay tuned for that. If you're up in Vancouver in that area, I'm going to want you to come on down because we're going to put you as part of the show. We're going to ask questions, and I want you to come over here and just join with us and have a good time.
We'll both be there. Come on, stop on by.
We're going to have a good time. So, and you will too, and who knows what kind of shenanigans will happen.
Oh, some fun, I'm sure.
So let's talk about DIY because in home improvement as a whole, because the biggest thing that I tell people, it's kind of rule number one. When you see a quarterback out there playing NFL football, and let's use Russell Wilson as an example, he didn't just come out of the womb and go, I'm a A-player quarterback. There's years and thousands and tens of thousands of hours of practice. It's like any other skill. You got to practice it to get good at it. And if you don't practice it, you're never going to get good at it. And then you need to keep that in mind. And as you go through these stages, which we'll talk about here in the next few hours, as well as take your calls on this stuff, you really need to pay attention to that, because as you go, you can build on that. Okay, I've got, it's as simple as learning how to use a drill right and use the right tool. That's half the battle. Okay, I'm going to drill something. Do I use my impact gun or my drill? Each one of those has its own, you're looking at me like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It depends on what I'm working on, right?
Yeah, you know, and you can save yourself time and frustration because, great example, if you're going to drill a hole and put a screw in, I would rather have both tools there, so I've got my drill and just put a battery in my cordless drill and go. Throw it in there, pre-drill the hole. Then I've got my impact driver in the other hand, which runs off the same battery system. You know, let's say it's Milwaukee because I get a ton of Milwaukee tools, but it could be Ryobi if you're a homeowner. It doesn't matter. You've got that impact driver, which I think is a very important tool now if you're going to be installing screws in something. So let's say you're doing a deck project and you're drilling right through and you're going to pre-drill that because you don't want to break it out and you're putting the screw down through it. Great. Well, if you use that impact driver, it is designed to set the screw correctly. Now, here's the thing. Let's talk about screws for a second. There's a lot of different kinds of screws. You get what you pay for. And I use a lot of my construction projects. I use SPAX, S-P-A-X screws. You know, if you have a very inexpensive Phillips head screw that you're using, guess what? If you haven't pre-drilled that and you're putting it in there, you could break that thing off super easy. The cheaper the screw, the faster they're going to break off. And two, a Phillips head really isn't the most efficient way to drive a screw. You know, I think there's, what, 6 or 8 points on the star head of the new SPAX screws that they use in that bed. Well, with that multi-points, you're not going to spin that thing out as easy. And then the screws are stronger. So I can sit there and just start driving those things, and that's where it makes a difference. So I want to dive into here first, kind of as we go through today, I want to dive into tools because that's usually the first thing. If you don't have any tools, it's kind of hard to start DIY and construction projects because you don't have anything to do.
Well, then one of the first things you ever gave me when I became part of the show was a box. Here's some tools. Here,
yeah.
You have these, use them, get to use them, get comfortable with them.
You know, and they were, I get tools all the time. And so I'm in a constant high grading state of tools because I'm not doing this every day. I'm not a professional carpenter during the day and I'm using them. So I'm not burning tools up. So I'll get the latest and greatest. And then, you know, I look at my toolbox and I'm like, do I need 7 or 8 drills that do the exact same thing? And the answer is no. You know, do I need 5 or 6 for TV projects and stuff? Yeah, depending on what I'm doing, and don't want to look like a big Milwaukee commercial because they're not paying me. You know, that's a whole thing with that. So it's just depending on what you're doing out there. But when you're diving in, the quality of tools starts to really make the difference. If you take a very experienced tradesperson and you put a low quality tool in their hand, they're still going to struggle. So what's that tell you? That tells you that if you're the inexperienced homeowner trying to do something with a bad tool, you're in trouble. You're in trouble quick because you don't have the experience and the knowledge to know how to deal with that less accurate tool, let's call it. It doesn't matter what you're using. If you're using a cheap circular saw that the blade wanders a little bit, or the plate's bent out of shape or just not built correctly, that's where it really, really starts to fight you. So that's where it is. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Touching hands. Reaching out.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. I wish you had a camera here in the studio. Oh yeah, we got everybody going in here with the hands and we got lighters in the air. We're having a good time.
Love Saturdays.
Because it's so good. So good. Welcome back to Around the House. We're talking home improvement today, like we do each Saturday. If you're just joining us from noon to 2, here's the thing. We're talking about DIY and home improvement today from the most basic point of view. I want you to join in the conversation because there's a ton of people out there that are just starting. Maybe they're brand new homeowners. Maybe they didn't have anybody in their family that could help them get started or take the time to help them get started. And with today in so many schools, now, if you're in the Tri-Cities, you've got a great skill center there. How can I say that? I graduated from it. I took it, and ironically, and I posted this up on our Facebook page around the house with Eric G this year, I took that trade school. My photographer at Moore, James Sparks, Sparky, him and I took that in high school together. And here we are doing this years later. So because we had that, it was easy.
Yeah. I went to a high school in the Portland metro area, and we didn't have pretty much anything along the lines of, I mean, I know, you know, auto and home and everything, but it's just like how to change your oil in your car, or yeah, how to fix things around your house. You know, I had nothing like that, but I had ceramics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could build ceramics, but we're not going to teach you any life skills.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Don't get me started.
I'm still frustrated on that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to teach ceramics, but yeah, you can replay Ghost really well with somebody, but other than that, I can't fix anything. Yeah, it's not cool. And here's the thing. When you've got people out there that don't learn these things. I mean, when I was a kid, we had home economics, I had shop class, wood shop, I had automotive, we had welding. You could do all those things. And so many schools have just completely dropped the ball on that. So what do? We have a generation now of homeowners that look at you funny when you say, I'll get your mowing the lawn, but you know how to sharpen the blade? Huh?
You have to sharpen the blade?
Yeah.
You need oil in that?
You need oil in that? And they've dropped the ball on that. So yeah, this is where we want to help everybody out. And there's a lot of generations out there that listen to the show. And I'd love to get DIY tips today from people that know what they're talking about, because we've got thousands of them that listen to the show. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595 is the number here in the studio. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems, whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or drainage systems. WesternConstructionSystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. 94222. That's people like Western Construction Systems that keeps this show going, because this is not an infomercial. We don't have some big company that's writing the check here. It's all
paying
these
for
great
us to be here. Nope.
Nope. This is regular old school radio where we're listening to us live all over the Radio Northwest Network. So, all right, 503-417-9595. So let's talk tools here, because we started kind of coming in about, and I just posted up on our Facebook page, I did a segment last year on Moore, Good Day, Oregon, about building a DIY toolkit. So I've got a video on there that's going to walk you through and show you some physical stuff that's great. But here's the thing. Before you go out and even go head down to the hardware store, go down to your Ace Hardware, go, I'm building myself a toolkit, think about how you're going to use it. If you want to come up and start building a really big, and I mean a really, I'm going to tackle a deck project next year, start thinking about how much you're going to use these things, because it's going to depend on the quality of tools you're going to get. If you're going to use that drill 3 or 4 times a year and you're never going to tackle projects and you're going to tighten something up, or you're going to, it's just basic maintenance stuff, you don't need to go out and buy the top of the line tool, especially if you can't afford it. You can go out and get some nicer stuff. So this is what you need to do. Well, here's the thing. That plan ahead will help you a lot, because if you're not confident you're not going to go there, at least you can get into that. Because if you're going in to buy, let's say you're going to pick up, you want to buy a system. Now, what I mean by system is every tool manufacturer has their system. So Ryobi has their system. You get into Milwaukee, for instance, which I have at home, they've got their M12 and their M18 system. So when you get into that, an M12 system is the lower, smaller, compact stuff, and the M18 is when you're going to get into it. Well, once you pick that system, you can start rolling. So that's what's great about that. Hey, let's run out here to Patrick in Milwaukee. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, Eric. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Anytime, brother. What can I help you with?
So I am a 30-something homeowner in Milwaukee, and the house that I bought, when they inspected it, all of the cracks, they said they were just settling cracks and nothing to worry about. Out in the back corner of my house outside, there's an I-beam that I can see, and there seems to be dirt just sort of eroding away. My question is, to get these cracks fixed and taken care of, should I start with, you know, getting the free quote from the Western, the guy you talked about earlier, or what?
Yeah, I'd be honest. I would always have Western come out first. And I say that because I've had them look at my house before when I wanted to get another opinion on it. And Western's a great company for that. They're going to come out and tell you. Now, it could just be that you got a lot of clay around your house and you've got the house moving around a little bit. You've got some very small cracks that are almost like what an engineer would call a shrinkage crack, where the concrete dried and you've got some minor cracks in it. But all that stuff can be repaired. So, I mean, they can use carbon fiber and repair those cracks and get you kind of all tied back in together.
So I wouldn't go to a painter to get the drywall fixed or something. I should just speak with these guys that you're talking about.
Correct. I would take a look and see, because if you've got a settling issue, you kind of want to see what that is. And let's say that you've got a little more serious issue where somebody has to come in and put in some helical piers or something like that. They might lift that home back up in that area for you if you've got an area that's sunk, that's moving around a little bit, and then you're going to end up going back and repairing it later. So I would get the foundation stuff dialed in and figured that out, because that crack might close itself back up when when the weather changes, and or, you know, if you have to do any lifting with that. So I would definitely have them out there first to take a peek at it. Question for you, Roger.
I'll give them a call then.
Yeah, question for you, though. I've run into this a few times. Your landscaping around your house, especially down in Milwaukee, do you water your grass all the time? And is it pretty well, is it even moisture all year round?
No, I'm not very responsible with my watering. I would say that it's been real dry for a month or two.
Okay. That can contribute to that, because if you've got clay soil, you're helping that move around a lot. So when it gets wet, it expands. When it dries, it turns into a dry sponge and shrinks. And so that's one of those things that keep an eye on it. Keeping that soil all around there wet will keep you from moving around as much. Patrick, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Stay tuned, Don and David. We're going to sit tight. We'll get to you after break just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday. Numbers here in the studio, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We've been talking about home improvement and DIY today. And, of course, taking all your different calls. So I don't care if you want to talk about, we were talking about the wasp trap earlier to, well, the subject of the day, which is how to get started on DIY and your tips. But rule number one around here is when someone calls in, we answer it. And this is David. Thanks for holding through the break. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. Love the show, first of all. I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, man.
Nobody's got yellow jacket traps right now. As soon as they come in, they're out of stock. A friend of mine works at Home Depot. He said they're off the shelves. It's really easy to make one that works better.
Cool.
You take a 5-gallon bucket, you fill it about 2/3 full of water, you put a little dishwashing soap in there, and the soap's to coat the wings so if they crawl out, they can't fly away. You take a coat hanger, skewer some kind of meat on it, a hot dog, a piece of chicken, you hang it over the water, they gorge themselves, they fall in and drown. You just have to empty it out every night because it will be full.
Nice. Love it, man. And you're right. That's why I had to order mine off Amazon, because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be waiting by the home improvement store waiting for those to come in. Because, they're everywhere here in the Portland area right now.
It's horrible this year. I think it's the bad winter. But, yeah, as long as even when you're eating outdoors, as long as the food you're eating isn't as smelly as the food you're hanging over the bucket, they won't bother you a bit.
Good deal, man. That's a great tip. And if you don't have the store with it in there, you could build your own.
Absolutely. It works better than the store bought, and they're easier to clean out. Just get a little strainer or a little fishnet or whatever you want, and you're good to go.
David, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thank you.
All right, great call. That
awesome
leaves another
call.
Room. Yeah, another one open here. So give us a call, 503-417-9595. So that's 503-417-9595. And we'll put you right up here to the front of the line again. So back to home improvement and learning those skills. Tools. We were talking about, before we went to break, before the phones lit up there, we were talking about getting the right tools and plan ahead. Like, really plan ahead. You want to find something when you're getting into tool brands, and I'm talking power tools specifically. When you're going to pick out a brand, you want to pick out something that's going to fit. I'm not going to recommend, there's great brands out there, but there's great brands that fit what they do. You know, if you look at Ryobi, they're a great, simple homeowner brand that all the way up to the light duty construction guy out there, handyman can use all the time and do pretty well. Is it built the same as a Milwaukee or a Bosch? I'm going to tell you no from my point of view. There's people out that'll probably argue that, but it's not meant for heavy duty construction use. It's not going to last like that for you. But what I like nowadays, and this was different a decade ago, even 5 years ago, tool companies have figured out that people hate switching brands and switching platforms. So what you're seeing now is you're seeing a tool brand kind of pick their battery platform and just make the batteries better versus coming out with, oh, this is the new latest and this is the latest. It'll happen again when they come up with some new battery technology that's well beyond, but they're going to make it so it fits onto some existing tools.
Well, even more and more tools are going cordless now. That's surprising to me. You've been at tool shows where you've got battery-powered chainsaws that are just doing ridiculous amount of work.
I have two battery-powered chainsaws at home. I've got the brand new Milwaukee one that just showed up that I'm just itching to play with. It's got the new 12-amp-hour battery. That thing, you can cut, I think it's like 126 6x6 posts without changing a battery.
And those batteries are interchangeable onto other tools as well.
Yeah,
as long as it's still like Milwaukee or whatnot, it's all the same brand, the same batteries being used. So you don't have to buy multiple batteries and worry about keeping things recharged.
Yeah, my DeWalt one that I had runs on their 20-volt system, which is the same drill battery or whatever else you're using out there. So it's great for that because you can use it throughout the system. And this is where I think it's great when you plan ahead with this. You can actually use this for storm preparation or earthquake preparation or any one of those things, because most of these companies have lighting options as well. So for me, I try to keep all my batteries fully charged out there, because let's say we have a power outage, something happens, and I have no power for days on end. If I've got those batteries all charged up, I now have auxiliary lighting for my house. I have a stand light that I can use, or I have a chainsaw that if we have a windstorm that I can knock some trees down, open the road up to get in and out with. So it helps you with that. And if you plan ahead for this stuff, you can actually make it do multiple things like that. So that's kind of that tool conversation you have. Now, when you're looking at tools, what I like to do is tell people to go out and see what fits in your hand. Because certain brands are designed differently than others, you know? And if you've got if you're a big, 6'6", 300-pound dude with a big hand, that tool that fits in your hand might be a little bit different than the 5'1" female electrician that's got a smaller hand that wants to have a tool fit differently. So fit that in to what feels good. Comfort matters. And when you get into that, that's some of the differences you see between the low-end tools and the high-end tools. Some of that is really, when you get into that, is about what they design. So for instance, I'll go to a tool manufacturer, some of the higher end tool manufacturers, they do testing where they put sensors on your arm and they have certified ergonomic people that sit there and test the muscles in people's arm when they use it. Because if you're using a drill as a tradesperson out there for 8 hours a day, if you can cut fatigue down by half, that changes the game. And that makes a big, big difference. So think about that when you're getting into tools like that, because that makes a difference of how you're going to use them. You maybe not need it if you're doing a big Milwaukee.
Well, and the thing is you can get this tool. If it doesn't feel good in your hand, how long are you really going to use it?
No,
it's how never many times?
Fun. Hey, by the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adairhomes.com. And they've got that little tiny CCB number, which is 593. Thanks for sponsoring Around the House. So it's really, that's kind of a thing that you want to do your research with. And a lot of the, there's kind of import companies out there that you can buy stuff on. I'm not going to dog anybody by brand name out there, but you do get what you pay for with those. And if you're going to use it a couple times, great. They're kind of throwaway items to me. And really kind of plan ahead on what you want to do with that, just in the power tool game, because What I like to do, and this is kind of one of the things when you're talking power tools, is I like to go through, and as I do a project, I love buying a new tool with it. And that's just me, because I can look at it and go, oh, I'm doing this. Huh. Well, I need to get a new one of these, or I need to add on to it. And if you're doing that deck project, you can go out and add one tool to that. So that's kind of one of those things. And also out there, one tip before we go out to break here that I want to make sure that you follow. Take a look at how you deal with your batteries. I don't leave my batteries plugged into my charger with the new batteries out there and leave them hang on the charger all the time. With battery fires and things like that, if you've got a damaged battery, charge it, take it off the charger, put the next one on, take it off the charger. Don't let them park on the batteries like you used to be able to. You're running into a little bit of a fire risk by keeping the newer batteries on those chargers. So, yeah. Well, charge them, get them off.
And you can also kind of cut into the battery life if you leave them on and just let them sit there. It'll actually suck the battery life out of it. It won't last as long.
You can. The newer batteries, they've got computer chips and stuff in them, which won't do as much as that. So it's depending on the brand of tool now. So depending on what you're looking at, you're exactly right. However, it's the cycles that most of the time. So really pay attention to your battery life and what they recommend on the battery. When you follow that rules correctly, some batteries, on some of the different batteries, they want you to let those things go all the way down to charge. They don't want you just topping them off. So run them down and recharge them. It's a good way to go. All right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls. 503-417-9595. I love hearing one of my old bands. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Go into a show. Playing rock and roll on KXL.
That's what we're all about in here. Having a good time and talking home improvement. I want... First off, I love Lemmy. That's my little dog in the fight here.
You'll be hearing a little bit more of him here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we always have a little Lemmy going on around here. So that's a nice thing. It's... our show, we it's can Saturday. Do what we want. And it's Saturday, 503-417-9595. We're talking home improvement. That number here in the studio, because I want you to join in the conversation, is 503-417-9595. So we've been talking about, you know, really getting people started on DIY. And I want to hear your tips out there as well. So feel free to call in. And I know everybody's got kind of their story of how they got going. I'd love to hear some of those stories about how you got started. Was it your dad? Was it your neighbor? Was it your mom? You know, if you hear Katie from Girls Build, if you listen to her, she'll talk about her mom getting her going because, her dad had passed away as a I think it was a TV cable guy, was doing something and ended up getting hurt at work. And, you know, mom helped her out and got her going. And now she's out changing lives. So it's really depending on who you're talking with and what's going on out there. But I want to hear those stories as well. So 503-417-9595. We're going to talk about this into the next hour. I wanted to give everybody a little secret out there. They're not an advertiser, so this is just a little tip. If you're out there building a home here in the Northwest that you're trying to make into a rental, or if you're an apartment manager, an apartment owner, or you're a flipper out there, head over and take a look at GMA Construction. And it sounds like, why am I talking to a construction company? These guys have about 12 to 14 semi-truck loads in their warehouse of made in America cabinetry, maple. They've got a bunch of different door styles and stuff. I think they got four different styles out there. And if you've got just one house, or you got about 30, they've got it sitting on the shelf in Tigard where you can drive down and go pick it up. And if you're looking for that more entry level, I mean, I wouldn't put this in my $500,000 custom house, but it still looks good. You know, you got wood drawers and if you're looking for the soft clothes and all that stuff, this ain't the game for you. But if you're looking for something you're going to put in and get some durability out of it, you know, if you got rentals and stuff like that, this is sitting on the shelf. And if you're one of those people out there that maybe does insurance work and you're a contractor out there, you can literally go down and load the truck up and be out the door in a couple hours. So it's down on the shelf. So take a look at GMA Construction. They're good people down there, and they're blowing this stuff out. And if you need cabinets, this is going to save you. You could probably get, I'm going to say you're going to get a kitchen quicker and faster put in and cheaper than cranking knockdown stuff together. So it's a good thing. It's a little tip out there. So I want to help you save money. And that's a place you can save money and put something in that you're going to feel pretty proud about. So anyway, that's a little tip.
It seems like it's, if you're in need of cabinets or you're looking to do a kitchen remodel or something like that, go take a look.
Yeah, knock it out. Knock it out. It's a good way to go. All right, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we've been talking tools and stuff with that and really kind of deciding what you're going to do with it. And let's start working down the list of the kind of the starter toolkit. Because when you got a starter toolkit, if you're just brand new out there, I'll be honest, I'm not going to recommend you go down to your home center and just buy the starter toolkit off the shelf. Because first off, there's probably going to be a couple things in there that aren't going to be what you need. It's not going to fit your hand well. It's like talking about a hammer. It's this simple. Go find the right hammer that's going to fit your hand and feel comfortable. Now, you probably don't need the big, massive framing hammer, because if it's your first hammer, I doubt you're going to be out there framing with it all day. And so you don't need the big waffle head framing hammer, but you just need a nice, comfortable hammer. Find something, nice claw hammer that fits your hand, that feels good.
You know? Weighted right.
Weighted right. Yeah, get something a little nicer. It's going to be a hammer. It's going to last for a while. So this is one of those things that I wouldn't go buy the $6 hammer and throw it down there. Get something that, you know, if you spend a little bit more, get something that you're going to buy one hammer and forget about it. Because what's going to happen is as you get better, you're going to go, huh, that hammer I bought 2 years ago sucks. Now I've got to buy another hammer. Well, now you got two hammers. Do you need two hammers? Probably not. Especially if you're buying just a nicer one. Why not just spend like twice the money and three times the money and you're still under $20?
And you already have that nicer one.
You got a nicer one. So plan ahead a little bit about it, especially, you know, unless you're 90 years old and you don't care and your kids are going to figure it out later. Get something that's going to last you a little bit longer. You know, and again, I always tell people when you're starting your DIY toolkit, get what you can afford. Don't be ashamed of that. If all you can afford is a $6 hammer because you just got out of college and you got $150,000 in college debt you're paying for the next 25 years on, I get it. A lot of people out there, I was that way at one point where my tool collection was pretty slim because I was doing the same thing. I was working two jobs and doing that. So that's one of the things that you really kind of just get what you can afford. But as you go down, you know, one of the things that I like when you're going down there, just look for that 16-ounce hammer. That's all you really need to start out with. Get a nice 16-ounce hammer. Find that. That's a good one. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to tell you that's a great buy. Spend the more money on this one. Get the big multi-bit screwdriver set. That's going to help you get down the road. I mean, great example. Sparks, my camera guy. Him and I grew up together. He has probably a 20-year-old Snap-on high-end one that works really well, and you can dive in with that. Oh, I hear a little more Lemmy coming in here. I like it. When I hear the music, it's time for me to shut up and get to the news. So when we come back, we'll be diving into all these different subjects just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.